Coming up from Annie Dugan a little bit later this morning, this is definitely the time to spend some time indoors, enjoying art, and waiting for the winter season to finally get its act together. Coming up at the end of the month is a fantastic, as usual, event coming up at ACO. And Mara Villiard joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about the young photographers. Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you along with us. It is so exciting to share photography with kids. And now with digital, it's less expensive, and of course with phones, it's less expensive and it's easier to do than it's ever been before. Tell us a little bit about some of the projects that ACO has done with some of these young photographers, because I'm interested in not only the idea behind giving them an artistic outlet and teaching them about a way to make art, but what the people around them are learning when they look at the young photographers' photographs.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work with the youth at our building, at our Gimaji building lately, and we try and make sure that there's always sort of like, I guess that creativity and creative activities are sort of a norm, you know, in our space for them growing up. And so one of the activities we did recently was with In Progress. And it was sort of a repeat of an activity that happened 2 years ago where In Progress, which is a nonprofit from St. Paul, came in and they brought in some really high-end camera equipment that the kids could use. And they're given sort of these prompts, right, that are related to their cultural backgrounds and things like that. And basically they go around the building and interact, you know, with staff and with the community and take images reflective of what's important to them. And I guess something that's really significant about that project is just this idea that, you know, they're given access to really high-end equipment, you know, that they wouldn't have access to otherwise. And with that, I think it's just, I don't know, whenever I think about, you know, when kids are given just like a cheap camera or something like that, kids are really active and so they move around a lot. And a lot of the time the images that they want to capture might be a little bit shaky, but with this equipment, it's not. So exactly what they're trying to capture in their head shows up in the images that result. And so I think when people are able to see what the kids, you know, capture with this better equipment, they're given a little bit more insight into, you know, what the kids are trying to say, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would be such a window into a person's soul to sit down and look at their images with them and then maybe ask them about those images. As an amateur and very fledgling photographer, I can't get over how differently I look now since photography became a regular and a daily part of my life. I look at everything differently.
Right.
Do you see the kids looking differently at the world around them?
I think so. And kind of part of why we've been doing this is we like to have the youth engage in all of our events, you know, that are taking place at ACO. And so part of a goal that we've been having as kids get, you know, more access to this equipment and more knowledge of how to take photos and stuff like that is for them to be able to attend events and kind of document those things for themselves and just sort of document all of the stuff and, you know, the field trips and activities that we take. And the title of this project is Through Our Eyes, right? And so it's really, you know, based on that concept of seeing all of this transformation that's happening in the community through the eyes of the youth, which I think is just, it's really powerful. You know, the voices of, you know, urban Indigenous youth are, I guess for any underrepresented group, you know, they're underrepresented, but urban Indigenous youth have a really unique perspective in that they're growing up, you know, in this case, in Duluth, you know, off the reservation. And so their perspective on what culture means and how they connect to it might be a little bit different than a youth who grew up on the reservation. And so, but it's still, you know, legitimate, right? It's still a legitimate Indigenous experience.
Oh, absolutely. And if you are going to document, if kind of the journalistic photography is an assignment that you're given, you need to take a photograph to tell a story. And so there are a lot of decisions that go into this tells a story, what story does it tell? How do I decide what tells a story? Mm-hmm. What stories do I see around me?
Right.
Do you find that the kids are perhaps connecting with their Native heritage in a way that, because it's part of an assignment that maybe they wouldn't, given their, you know, their druthers, their everyday lives up to this point?
Yeah, I just think it's interesting, again, getting back to that point about, you know, their urban Indigenous youth, this idea that there's no really, like, you know, wrong perspective, I guess, that they can come at this from, because it's, you know, their perspective, their voice, and, you know, we can bring them on, you know, a field trip, like some of the activities they did this year were going sugar bushing and wild ricing and things like that. So they got, you know, that access through the programming itself. But it's just interesting to be able to see what they see coming from the perspective that they're coming from through the photography, I guess.
And what a fantastic project for these kids to not only have the opportunity to take pictures of things about their culture that are unique to their culture and different from perhaps their schoolmates, but anytime we have the opportunity to see how our children are seeing the world around them, that's something we can stop and pay attention to.
Definitely. And I think even when we did this project 2 years ago, it was really cool to see the, you know, how it showed up in the community and how, you know, some of the teachers at the schools the kids are going to, you know, had these calendars hanging in the classroom, and, you know, the month would come up where one of the students or one of our youth, who's one of the students, would, you know, have their picture in the calendar, and everyone in the class would recognize, like, oh, you know, this is so-and-so. They took this photo or they were in this photo, and, you know, suddenly start to, I don't know, see
their classmates a little different. Exactly. Hey, you could do something cool that I didn't know you could do. Maybe I'll ask some questions and get to know you a little better.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the month, the 2019 calendar is coming out at ACO, and the students' photographs are the ones that are going to be illustrating all of 2019, and folks will have an opportunity. I'm hoping to meet some of the young artists. There's a reception at ACO, and the calendars will be available for folks at that time. So don't want to scoop the whole program, but boy, there's going to be a lot to see and a lot of wonderful young artists to meet. So, Margaret, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Really appreciate it. It's 8:24. This is Northland Morning, and today's journey to wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, an emerging center of rural American Indian and Indigenous health research.